Good morning, MMC crew. Hope you guys having a good day. Here it's supposed to be a blistering hot one, as hot as Satan's jockstrap. So that should be fun. Just love that French press coffee. If you haven't switched over to French press, I don't know what you're waiting for, because it is by and far the best coffee experience you can get. It's a little bit longer, but it is worth it. Your taste buds will thank you for decades. That's this little sidebar. Today, I want to talk about getting stuck on the destination. So I remember as a kid growing up and thinking, when I am blank, this will happen. When I am 21, or when I am older, I will become more mature, or I'll gain more confidence in myself. I remember thinking that a lot. In high school, and thinking, when I become 18 or 20, I'll gain more confidence. When I go to college, I'll gain more confidence. That was a big thing for me when I was younger. And we put a lot on the destination, or hitting some milestone mark in our life, and thinking things will change. In my life, I'm like, oh, I'll become an expert, or more knowledgeable or confident in what I'm doing in my career, when I'm the age of other experts. And that's not how it works. You don't just hit a number and become what you want to become. And that's the problem with putting too much onus on the destination. Having a destination, or where you want to get to, is important, because that defines the steps you're going to do to get there. But you have to also understand you need to enjoy the ride at the same time. Because if I put all my onus when I get to that destination, as I've discovered a lot in my life, is there's just not a whole lot of enjoyment in it, because you realize I'm the same person I was. And that is very deflating and discouraging. And so the biggest thing is, yes, you want a destination, you want a point B to get there. That's important. But enjoy the steps that get you there. Enjoy the process, as some people say. Look at the milestones you have hit. And then the biggest thing is to actually enjoy the destination when you get there. A lot of times when we get there, we go, oh, that's cool, and moving on to what next. As they call moving the carrot. So I got there, now I'm going here, now I'm going there. And you never really enjoy the ride, and you look back and go, I had no enjoyment in it. Yeah, you're better, or you hit your goals, but there was no enjoyment. And that can come from not planning a party. When you hit a goal, there should be something you do to celebrate. When you hit that goal, there should be a celebration. If you lose 20 pounds, there should be some kind of celebration, or something special you do for yourself. For me, maybe it's I get accepted to write someplace that I haven't. There should be something of a celebration. So you enjoy that moment in time. Again, with these two things, that should help you quite a bit by enjoying the ride, enjoying the process, trying to find what you enjoy about yourself throughout the journey. And then when you get to the destination, you enjoy it. You throw a celebration for yourself. And those are my tips for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to start a discussion down below. If not, I will see you guys next week. Feel free to reach out to me at joshwilliamsfitness.com with all my latest information. And I will see you guys all next week. Bye.